KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the high school softball and baseball seasons will get underway Monday around the state, and like a lot of teams, the Atlantic softball team is fired up for the games to start. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman said the team has been a lot of fun in practice with the excitement for a season that was uncertain during the pandemic. A lot of protocols have been put in place to follow for practice and games, but Coach Hinsman said that part has been going well.
You know, it's actually been pretty smooth. There's first thing that we have to do as far as practices and games is to take temperatures of all the girls, make sure that they're within the state guidelines and the coaches as well. Asked all the right questions about headaches and coughs and contact and that kind of stuff. And it doesn't really take us that long to get that done. And we have to stay outside the dugouts. So we've cordoned off areas 6 feet apart along the fence where the girls put their bags, and they all have to have hand sanitizers.
Atlantic is coming off another strong season with a 27-9 record last year, but the year ended with some disappointing losses, including the opening round of the postseason. Coach Hinsman said the team has certainly been motivated by the end to last year, but he thinks more of the enthusiasm has come from just being able to compete.
It's hard to describe the enthusiasm that we've had the last week and a half, and I think it's partly because of the motivation of the way the season ended and we had a chance to get back on the field, but I think a lot of it was the unfortunateness of them losing their spring sports and being away from their friends and really being away from competition and competing. When you talk about athletes, competing is high on the list of priorities for them. And we get to do that. So the smiles and excitement and enthusiasm and those kinds of things have been a very high level, even though it's been 90 degrees and that kind of thing, but still it's they're very excited to be out there, and as coaches we're very happy to get the opportunity to compete.
Atlantic will be replacing a couple of stellar seniors from last year in shortstop Bailey Newell and right fielder Carson Rush, but a lot of varsity experience returns as well. Six starting sophomores and two junior starters are back for another season. Coach Hinsman said they will need to have a mixture of power and speed to have success this year, but ultimately it comes down to strong defense and the returning pitching staff.
Some good pitching. Yeah, we've got two quality pitchers, I believe, with Olivia Engler and Kennedy Gergen. Melina Woodward's been working hard to break into that group as well to give us three decent varsity pitchers, so that's going to be helpful. And, of course, you got to play defense. I mean, the bottom line in any high school sport is baseball or softball, that you have to be able to make plays behind your pitchers and not extend innings. Can't give decent teams four and five outs an inning. It just doesn't work, and you got to minimize big innings.
Atlantic opens up on the road Monday at Lewis Central. They'll then play a varsity doubleheader on Tuesday to open their home slate against Denison. We'll have that Tuesday double dip here on KJAN. Atlantic is playing their home games at the Atlantic Little League Complex this year due to construction on their traditional home field. As the Iowa Cubs wait to see if there'll be any kind of Pacific Coast League season, team officials are looking at other ways to utilize Principal Park. Sam Burnaby is president and CEO of the Iowa Cubs.
We've got weddings scheduled here in the stadium. We've got, we still have a fair amount of catering business that we do through our restaurant. So we're looking at a variety of things. My staff has a fairly lengthy list of creative ideas that once we got the go-ahead to start having gatherings of bigger than 50 people, then you know that makes our facility pretty valuable when we can spread people out and do the social distancing thing, you know, for a large number.
Baseball returns to the stadium Monday with the start of the high school season, and the stadium will host 16 games over a 17-day period.
We're working on a high school graduation ceremony. We're working on some college wood bat kind of stuff, baseball games. We're going to do a fair amount of high school games. We're still going to do the high school state baseball tournament in the last week of July, now that they've decided to get their season going.
Well, Major League Baseball is building a field a few hundred yards down a corn-lined path from the famous movie site for Field of Dreams in eastern Iowa. Unlike the original, it's unclear whether teams will show up for a game this time as the league struggles during a coronavirus-shortened season. Those who live near the Field of Dreams say the country could use a boost, like seeing the scheduled August 13th game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Well, the Detroit Tigers took a few more big swings at rebuilding their lineup, and they hope sooner rather than later after selecting Arizona State slugger Spencer Torkelson to open the Major League Baseball amateur draft Wednesday night. The Tigers used all five of their picks Thursday on hitters they envisioned joining them in Detroit. Ohio State catcher Dylan Dingler led off the day's second day as the number 38 overall selection. The Tigers then took LSU outfielder Danny Cabrera 62nd overall and Rice shortstop Trey Cruz 11 picks later. Cruz is the son of former big leaguer Jose Cruz Jr. and the grandson of Jose Cruz. Detroit went back to Arizona State in the fourth round, taking Torkelson's switch-hitting teammate Gage Workman. Both were drafted by the Tigers as third baseman. So was fifth-rounder Colt Keith out of Biloxi High School in Mississippi. His selection ended Detroit's run on college position players, but the Tigers remained focused solely on hitting talent. The Astros had to wait a while to make their first selection in this year's draft after having their first and second round picks stripped by Commissioner Rob Manfred as part of the team's punishment for breaking rules against using electronics to steal signs during games. While Detroit focused on adding offense, Miami went all pitching, already considered the strength in the upper levels of their system with six different selections. After selecting high school third baseman Jordan Walker in the first round on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals made six more picks on Thursday. In the second round, they picked Massey Wynn, a shortstop and right-handed pitcher from Kingswood, Texas High School, at number 54. Also, a couple of other second-round picks they chose at number 63 after a trade by the Rays with Tink Hentz, a pitcher from Watson Chapel High School. Also, as compensation for Marcelo Zuna, they got pick number 70 in the second round. Alec Burleson, an outfielder from East Carolina, was their selection. Their third-round pick at number 93 overall, Levi Prater, a pitcher from Oklahoma. In the fourth round, at number 122 overall, they picked Ian Bedell, a pitcher out of Missouri. And with their fifth-round pick and their final pick in the draft this year, Cardinals selected at number 152, L.J. Jones IV, an outfielder out of Long Beach State. Iowa kicker Keith Duncan has been named a Walter Camp preseason All-American. Duncan is coming off a season in which he set a Big Ten and Iowa record with 29 made field goals and also converting all 32 extra point attempts. A finalist for the Lou Groza Award, Duncan was a consensus All-American last year and was named to five first-team All-America squads. Four Iowa players have been picked to the first-team All-Big Ten preseason squad by the Athlon Sports magazine. Among them, offensive lineman Tyler Linderbaum and Alaric Jackson, along with kicker Keith Duncan and wide receiver Amir Smith-Marset are all first-teamers. Smith-Marset was chosen as a kick returner. There are three others that were selected on other teams. Tyler Goodson, Iowa running back, was an all-purpose back selected to the second team. Chauncey Golson was a second team selection as defensive lineman, and Jack Kerner, a safety, was a third team selection. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee has finalized a plan for an extended preseason that would include an additional 2 weeks for teams to hold walkthroughs. The proposal goes to the Division I Council, which meets Tuesday and is expected to be approved. A proposed schedule permits teams to conduct the maximum 6 hours of unpadded walkthroughs per week, while also requiring 2 days off for the players. The extra 2 weeks of walkthroughs, weight training, conditioning, and film study will be limited to 20 hours per week total and can begin 14 days prior to the start of the normal 29-day preseason practice. Teams are allowed to begin preseason practice 29 days before their scheduled first game. Most major college football teams are set to kick off their seasons around Labor Day weekend, a handful of them starting as early as August 29th. Northern Iowa Athletic Director David Harris says officials with the Missouri Valley Football Conference have been looking at options for the football schedule if some states don't open. The Panthers play two games in Illinois, one in South Dakota, and another in Ohio this fall.
We've had conversations about just knowing and understanding that everyone will be on a different schedule, knowing that as states are reopening at different time periods and different paces, that you could be in a position where you have a university or a state that's open and one that is not, and they're scheduled to have a competition.
Harris says the possibility remains that some conference members may not be able to host a game.
That is being discussed within our conference. I know that there are people who are looking at different options for how those situations will be handled, and that will be announced at the appropriate time.
Harris says it's a discussion that's going on in every conference right now. The Heart of America Conference has approved a 9-game football schedule for the upcoming season. That move comes after the NAIA moved to alter the length of fall sports seasons. The league has two divisions for football and utilized an 11-game conference schedule. William Penn, Grandview, Clark, and Graceland are all Iowa members of the Heart of America Conference. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.